The Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence is suing to stop a last-second Bush administration change that would allow people to carry concealed, loaded guns in most national parks and wildlife refuges, including the Sitka National Historical Park. KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock reports.
John Quinley, spokesman for the National Park Service in Alaska, says he can't speak to the lawsuit, but he says the proposed change to allow concealed weapons in national parks and wildlife refuges was announced a few months ago. It's now in the public comment phase until January 10th, and he says the ruling affects areas outside of Alaska more than it does here.
The effect in Alaska was that there were five park areas, national park areas, where you could not carry firearms, and that included Sitka National Historical Park. The rule change affected a smaller number of national parks in Alaska than it probably did in other places.
Quinley says the park areas in Alaska where firearms were prohibited were those that were in existence prior to 1980, when the Alaska National Interest Land Conservation Act, or ANILCA, was passed.
And that's Klondike Gold Rush in Skagway, Sitka. The old section, the sort of 2 million acre old section of Denali National Park that used to, it was the former Mount McKinley National Park, the old section of Glacier Bay, and the old section of Katmai. Those were both, Glacier Bay and Katmai areas were both national monuments prior to 1980. And so in those former monument areas, carrying firearms had been illegal.
In Sitka, National Park Service Ranger Stephen Powers says in spite of the new ruling, it will still be business as usual at the Sitka National Historical Park.
While people can carry concealed weapons on the park grounds and on the trails, they still cannot enter the visitor center. It's still against 18 USC to carry firearms into a federal building. Can't go into the visitor center, into the cultural center, anything like that. Any buildings owned by the federal government, it's illegal to carry a firearm into.
National Park spokesman John Quinley says the Interior Department looked at the rule change as an approach similar to what other land management agencies like the Forest Service have taken in the past.
The need was to sort of more uniformly allow individuals to carry concealed firearms in parks to the extent that they can lawfully do so under state law, that national park areas would reflect the states in which they're located.
Neither Quinley nor Powers would comment on the lawsuit filed by the Brady campaign, except to say that if it stalls the proposed change, the Park Service will comply with whatever the courts decide. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.